Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Oh, folks, my next guest is one of those amazing stories. I got to tell you, I am so excited to have him online with us. What he and his dog have done is truly inspiring. I'm not going to waste any more time. I want to welcome to the show Randy Pierce. Randy, welcome.
Thank you so very much for having us, and it's great to be here.
Well, it is always a pleasure to have you, my friend. I really love sharing the story of what you and the Mighty Quinn have done. For those who maybe haven't heard it, let's just give them a little, you know, synopsis of where things got started for you, the Mighty Quinn, and 2020 Vision Quest.
Sure. Well, start as far back as 2005, I am totally blind, and I've been in a wheelchair. And 1 year later, I have finished the work that had been going on to get out of the wheelchair. And part of that was being rematched up with a guide dog, turned out to be the Mighty Quinn, trained to deal with a little balance stick I used to get around. And boy, wouldn't that play some interesting roles, because walking in normal terrain led to walking in the woods, which he really loved, led to walking in mountains, led really to the heart of what we're talking about.
I love it. I love it. So now you two accomplished a feat that not many humans, let alone dogs, have done. Share that, because you've been out there, you've been inspiring people, you've got a documentary about it. You've got to just kind of think about that and reflect on it sometimes and go, you know, we really did something special, not just with the challenges that you face, but just for anybody to accomplish that.
Sure, and you're right, I do take it for granted sometimes, but every once in a while someone new comes along, hears about our story, or even better, gets to see what we're doing live, and to hear them respond reminds me anew just how far we've come. So the thing that we undertook that very few humans or dogs had ever done is climbing in one single winter all 48 of the 4,000-foot peaks in the state of New Hampshire, and 46 humans and two dogs had done it prior to our undertaking this. And understand, again, where I am totally blind, the amount of work that puts on Quinn. I mean, certainly I'm really proud of the demonstration of ability awareness that we made in this process, but to think about how much more Quinn did, two dogs ever, and none of them had to guide some lanky 6'4" blind guy up and down these perilous slopes with, you know, drop-offs and frozen water crossings, and it's just incredible, the love, devotion, and fun that we get to share on all of that experience.
Well, I got to tell you, my friend, you are so inspiring. The Mighty Quinn is inspiring. And you've taken that opportunity and you've reached out. You've been doing things with different groups, speaking engagements, educational events. All of those things have such a big impact. So thank you for doing all that. Now, let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to recently, because you didn't just, you know, retire and relax and go, whew, all right, we did it. You instead, my good friend, said, we're going to go even further and we're going to do some other incredible things to continue to show that inspiration and drive.
Our original, you know, initial goal was just to climb all 48 of these 4,000-foot peaks. And we set out on that in 2010, and we thought a nice leisurely 10-year opportunity to do this would be great. Now, a guide dog doesn't usually work 10 years, and that sort of pressed into that single winter attempt in the middle of this. But in the non-winter, that's when the pathways are a twisty, rocky, and is really the most challenging. So amusing to me is that on August 24th, 37 months after we undertook a 10-year project, we completed it, and it wasn't just once, but it was actually two full rounds of completing it, in the most challenging in all ways, because when I say that the summer is easier, it's easier footing. there's a whole new host of challenges in the winter. So all of this process combined that we had to undertake it under more challenging conditions throughout each of the times.
I just got to say, I'm in awe. I love hearing not only that you took it on, but the respect that you have for the Mighty Quinn really comes through. And I know it's one of the things that really, you know, gets me emotionally, because I just, the love, the true partnership that you have for each other is what has given you that opportunity, as you've said, to go out and accomplish something that, again, not many humans have done, and certainly two dogs. It's just simply incredible. As you're go ahead.
So part of that, and I love hearing you focused upon the love and devotion, because that's really what makes this bond work between our canine buds and us, and it's essential to that work. But actually, some people from Quinn's Guide School came along on our last hike because they really wanted to understand and see what he's doing. And, of course, I'm listening to them for some insights on what their thoughts are. And there was this period of silence, and then I heard him a fair way back whispering. Of course, as a blind person, I'm pretty good at listening, right? That's what I do strongest. And one says to the other, "Have you ever seen any guide dog undertake this kind of trail? I don't have any idea how much subtle communication." And I could hear them talking as they were trying to figure it out. And in the span of just, 20 steps, they realized that there were probably 50 different body movements that he had to make that I had to read. And we just become so seamless about it that most of the people who hike with us don't get to see it. But here are the people who specialize in this from Guiding Eyes, observing it and marveling in the same way that you are. And they said the same thing after it was all done. They said, "It's not just the work. It's the bond and love and appreciation for each other that's at the heart." And they, too, and I was really honored to hear it, were blown away, as you said, by just how much we are devoted to and how much we can accomplish because we're working as a team.
Oh, my gosh, my friend. So we're getting in some emails here from some of the listeners. What I want to do, can I hold you over for one more segment? Because I've got some other questions as well I want to ask you.
You got it.
All right, folks, we are speaking with Randy Pierce and his wonderful dog, the Mighty Quinn, from 2020 Vision Quest. Truly an inspirational, amazing story. I'm going to be right back with more with Randy, more about what they've got going on, what they're doing, where you can get more info, all of that here on Pet World Insider after just a few quick messages. Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.